Second Samuel.
Second. Huh? I'm Big Daddy. What difference does it make whether I recorded it or not?
You can erase it.
I'm guessing.
God blesses you with His Holy Spirit. And His Spirit is in there to lead and guide. He also blessed you with common sense. You put the two together. The common sense has overrode. And so, no, I did not record that piece. Second Samuel chapter 19. Thanks again, Roger, for filling in. And one of these two are going to fill in again next week because I'm out. But now we'll take a look at verse 31. And Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Roglim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Now, verse 32. Barzillai was a very aged man. That means he was old, Al.
80 years old.
Al knows what fourscore is. So even fourscore years old means he was 80. And he had provided the king a sustenance while he lay at Menahem. I had this down a couple weeks ago. Menahem. I think that's it. All right. For he was a very great man. So, understand what's going on here. Barzillai, alright, and I think somebody said, I think Roger said it's back in chapter 17. Barzillai is the one who had provided sustenance for the king. So when David was going through those steps, and he was in the wilderness or whatever, and he was at level 4, waiting for the spirit to refresh him, to get him ready for the next battle, this guy comes around and feeds his troops. Gives him the encouragement. That's level 4 stuff. Giving you what you need to get ready to go to this next phase of the battle. And so Barzillai was the one who provided him that sustenance, all right? Because he was great. So David wants to repay Barzillai in verse 33. Oh, application for today. When you sow into the kingdom, you get a reward.
Amen.
I was telling that to the prisoners today at the prison. I was letting them know. We're going through some of these same pieces of lessons or whatever. They're a little further behind in our lesson. I was just sharing with them that I'm an investor. And when I invest in things, I don't invest in the big expensive stock because I can't afford it. So I look for penny stock. That cheap stuff that I know is going to increase in value and I'll get a greater return on my investment. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Ron knows what I'm talking about because they do the barrel thing or whatever. But penny stock. The cheap stuff. The broke stuff. The stuff that everybody else ignores. That's what I invest in, because I'll get a greater return for my investment. I looked out there at all these inmates, and I'm like, you guys are penny stock, because you're the lowest of the low. But you're the ones that God wants to invest in, because when He takes you, it's part of the plan, when He takes you from where you are and gives you a story, then that's for His glory. So He's got to bless you on purpose. I mean, I got these guys praising God and saying amen because I just called them penny stock. Because they realize in the spiritual realm that God's moving. So I'm investing because I get a return on my investment. So there is always a reward when you do kingdom work.
That's right. Amen.
From a handshake to a smile on a Sunday or a Wednesday night or whatever, I do it and I'm like, hey, look. And then one of the guys was going home and we prayed for him. I'm like, you think I prayed for you because I like you? I mean, I do, but hey, I'm trying to get paid. I'm looking for a return. I'm interested in you because the king is interested in you, and there's always a reward for kingdom work. So David is getting ready to, if you, no other application than that is, verse 33, there's a reward for what we do for the kingdom. And the king said to Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. Man, that is level 5. And look at what the king wants to do for him. He wants to feed him. Why did I say level five? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. So what you do for others, God will make happen for you. What did Barzelli do for David in that instance? He fed him. Look at what David wants to do for him. Oh, this is good. Come on over with me, and I want to feed you. Is it a one-time feeding?
No. It's sustaining.
He wants to do it forever. Wow. How awesome is our one act that we might do for somebody else? So significant that the reward that we get is God wants to do it for us perpetually, continuously, forever. The king says, come with me. Because of the kindness that you showed me, I will feed you forever. He wants to feed us forever. All right. Verse 34. Al likes that. He likes that. You like 34? You read ahead.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Read it.
Why don't you read it since you're all excited about it? Oh, by the way, before we go any further, also, my son, he's got Amazon Prime, and I ordered 30 of these. So I know some of you are leaving, so is this 30 of The Watchman Need the Normal Christian Life? This is going to be our next study when we finish up David. Changed my perspective on things. So what my plan was is that we would read a chapter. I'll tell you right now, we ain't going to get through a chapter in a week. But we read a chapter, talk about it, discuss it or whatever. And I was going to pass these out and let you read them as we go. But since they came so early, I've only got about 15 of them here. If you want to get one now and start reading, you may, because I know some of you leave early. So that's my sidebar there. All right, back to the lesson. Al, I'll read because you got that funny Bible.
No, he was right.
Oh, here we go.
I am 8 years old today, and I can no longer enjoy anything. Food and wine are no more tasty. And I cannot hear the singers as they sing.
So that's good. That's a good version. I'll read the King James. Thank you, Al. And Barzelli said unto the king, how long have I to live? What should I go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am 80 years old. I can't figure out between good or evil. You know, I can't taste what I eat or drink or whatever. And you know, like you said, you know, I don't know who's singing. Why should I be a burden to you? Because if I come to you, you're going to have to be watching over me, caring for me, because I can't do it like the young boys do it anymore. Yeah. All right? But I love his response at the end of that when he gets over into verse 35. He says, wherefore then should thy servant yet be a burden unto my lord the king? Verse 36, here's his proposal. Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king. Oh, my goodness. And why should the king recompense it me with such a reward? You don't have to repay me for my reasonable service. All I want to do is just get over to the Jordan with you. Oh, my goodness gracious. I wish I had some what did Big Mama used to say back in the Piney Woods or whatever? Just take me to the Jordan River and drop me off. I mean, just... I'm sorry. Yeah, but this is one of those, you know, back in the woods when the man gets the handkerchief out and stuff starts whooping over there, you know, take me to the Jordan, you know, and just, you know.
Chad, this one says, just to go across the Jordan River with the king is all the honor I need. Thank you.
Ooh, can you read that one more time? That is so awesome. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. What a response.
Yes. just to go across the Jordan River with the King is all the honor I need.
And you got to know something about the Jordan River. So I know we got all those little old ditties or whatever that we just sang back in the day or whatever, crossing over the Jordan. You know, the water's deep and it's chilly, but it won't. But the Jordan is kind of symbolic when those old songs came. It's kind of symbolic of the people crossing over to get to the Promised Land. It's like, you know, swing down, chair, pick me up, let me ride. You know, it's that Jordan River thing. So his thing is, man, I'm old. Just let me cross the Jordan with the King. Just let me get to the other side. And that's reward enough. Now, this is not for any young people. This is for old folk, all right?
I went across the Jordan River.
Oh, you really did go over the Jordan River. Yeah, I was about to say the Jordan River was just a creek. You so old by the time you walked across it. Anyway, all right, it was chilly. All right. As I'm reading this, I'm just really thinking about the heritage, and think, you know. But look at what an awesome father this guy is. Just look at this. That's my reward. Just making it across the Jordan is reward enough for me. Wow. But then here's what he turns his attention to. Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in my own city and be buried by the grave of my father and my mother. But behold, thy servant, Chimham, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what shall seem good unto thee. Now, whoo, this is powerful. I hope you saw it. He says, the reward that you have for me, that's great, but the only reward I need is to just make it over Jordan with the king. But what I really desire, if you really want to reward me, is bless my child. What's the best way to bless your child? Let him go over with the king. Let him go over with the king. That should be the objective of all of us as parents. And especially some of us that are getting up there and getting long in the tooth like I am. I still got some things. I still got some hopes. I still got some things I want to do in my life. I still think I got some years behind me. I got about maybe 2-3 decades, maybe, or whatever, that I still got left. Hopefully, you know, if Jesus comes back before then, that's cool too. I got the website going. Got the client, you know, I still got some things that I think God wants me to do. I'm excited about that. But the most important thing that could happen for me is to make sure that my king can take my kids over to Jordan too. Here you go. I'm going to go over to Jordan with the king. I want my kids to go over to Jordan too. And I may not be there with them to carry them the rest of the way, but I'm okay going to my father's because the king is taking the rest of the way. Do for me, king, perpetually, continuously, what you wanted to do for me. Do it for my kids. That will change the perspective of how you deal with your kids. And maybe if the kids understand what's more important in life is to go over to Jordan with the king, maybe they'll start to train their decisions based upon this. Because somewhere in there, you cross the Jordan and you get to where the king is. Because it's all about the steps for me. So, my son doesn't talk a whole lot. You know, he's a guy, independent type of, you know, he's there for Thanksgiving or whatever, you know. I kind of ride motorcycles a little bit because he rides motorcycles or whatever, and now I got this big old motorcycle. He don't ride motorcycles. You know? Yeah. So he's sitting here in the kitchen and he's making himself something to eat or whatever, and I come in, we do our greetings. Hey, how you doing? They're doing good. Hey, how's your life? Oh, life is good. How's your job? Job is great. You know, okay. That's it. We're good. But then I decided I want to go further I'm okay, but I want to go further in the relationship. So I ask them questions. Sometimes when you want to go further in the relationship, you ask a question. Son, what are you listening to? Listening to NPR. Oh, NPR. What are you learning from NPR? I guess you want to overthrow the government or whatever. You know, why would you say that? NPR isn't about to overthrow the government or whatever. Okay, I just wonder. I listen to NPR, I listen to something else. You know, NPR is what I listen to. And then we got into the idea of politics, which I really don't like too much talking about that or whatever, but we're talking about politics. And he says, well, who do you think I'm voting for? And I said, well, I'm leaning toward this person. Why are you leaning toward that person? He started asking me questions. Why are you leaning toward that person? Well, I'm leaning on this person because, you know, I feel comfortable with them, blah, 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 you know, experience, stuff like that or whatever. Do you know anything about their politics? I'm like, no, hey, it's just kind of my, and I made a mistake. I said, that's kind of my gut feel. He said, oh, you get ready to vote for the election, based on the gut feel or whatever? And I was like, well, you know, and so I tried to give a question, well, who you vote for? Who are you leaning toward? Well, I'm leaning toward this person. I really leaning toward that person. You know, but here's the policies of this, this. I'm like, and so I'm realizing that this kid has done a heck of a lot of research and has got all this stuff down in their mind or whatever that I don't have. And he's got me backpedaling or whatever because he keeps asking questions and he's poking holes at my choice, right? Now, I'm starting to get a little aggravated because I think that he's picking at what I'm doing because he thinks he's smarter than me. But he don't understand that he's talking to his father. And now he's also invoked the kid. Because now the kid's trying to come out. And while the spirit was talking to me, the kid is talking to me too. Who is this old, you know, snot-nosed kid to use to wipe his snotty nose or whatever going to tell you about politics? I was voting before that man was even on the earth. Don't tell me about voting or whatever. I've voted more times than he's got years on the earth. He's going to tell me about this, that, and the other. Oh, Al, help me. Where am I? So, Thanksgiving is a tool of the devil. But anyway. But I know how to get back on track. So now, the person that I helped to create and bring into the earth, I must humble myself before them and repent of wanting to choke him out. And have a new attitude and aspect around what he's talking about and look at it a different way. I said, you know what? I may not like the way you said it, the way you did it. Oh, and before I came to all that, I went to my daughter, who was listening to all of this, and said, let me get a lifeline from her. Surely you understand where your father's coming from, and you're not thinking the insane way that he might be thinking. And she was right along with him. So I'm like, ooh, I'm really out here by myself. But then I got to have a conversation with him where I'm understanding a little bit where they're coming from. Understand, maybe I have a need to do a little further research or whatever on some of this political stuff or whatever. And then we start getting into all other kinds of stuff. And we're going to get into them when we get to Nasha. Maybe we start talking about gays and gay Christians and how all that comes in. It's an interesting conversation around that. We don't have time to go to an interesting conversation around that. And so my kids have all of this knowledge. And it was impressive, but it was scary. Yeah. And so I'm like, son, great takeaway. You know what? I'm going through my steps. And I thank you for asking questions that are raising my awareness to my need to maybe do a little more research. And I might be reaching out to you because now we're having the conversation, which was the reason why I asked in the first place. Because I'm trying to get him into the kingdom. I said, I've got a takeaway from this. I said, have you gotten anything that you can take away from our conversation? And he said, what do you want me to take away from the conversation? I said, this is what I want you to get. I said, son, it has become uniquely aware that while at one time I was very much interested in politics and political things and what I had done research and study, that I am out of shape
and that you know more about issues than, you know, the medical care thing or whatever, and I get it. I have medical insurance, so maybe that's not an important thing for me, but I need to be concerned about everybody else who doesn't have it. So you've kind of opened my eyes to those types of things, so I appreciate that. So I understand that in the knowledge and wisdom area of that particular stuff or whatever, the knowledge, you got me on that. So I thank you for opening my eyes to that. But there's one thing that I am an expert on that you don't have. Because everything that operates in the natural, there's a spiritual connection. So I want you to get this from our conversation. While you may have wisdom on some of these things, don't let your wisdom override the spiritual. He had no argument for that. And I had to humble myself and go through those steps because I'm remembering, I'm refreshing, I'm rehearsing, I'm picking up where Roger left off. And when I start looking at Barzilli here in the story, his main concern was, I need to make sure that my kids go over with the king. And it kind of scared me because I need to make sure that my kids don't get so wise that they lose the spiritual aspect of what's important in life. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go back to my daughter and say, hey, what's the most decision that you're going to make in life? Christ. Mm-hmm. I'm like, great. Well, don't let fighting for your freedom. I mean, we got all in the conversation of freedom of speech and freedom of, freedom for the decision and freedom to decide or whatever. I'm like, I don't want your freedom to be taken away, because even God fights for your freedom of choice. But if I really love somebody, why would I not throw them a lifeline and say, I'm not criticizing your way. I'm saying this way gets you to the kingdom, this way glorifies God. But sometimes when you got to fight through all this stuff, we'll lose the purpose. Because it gets frustrating having to deal with some things sometimes. Don't lose the... And I guess that's the best thing I can tell you about this piece of scripture. It's his whole focus was getting his kids into the kingdom. Let me get a good stopping off place or whatever. Verse 38. And here's how I know that God is okay with us focusing on getting our kids into heaven. Or having a kingdom life. And the king answered, Shimham shall go over with me. And I will do to him that which shall seem good unto thee. And whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that will I do for thee. I may not be able to walk my kids across the Jordan, but I can give that desire to the Lord. And if whatever they achieve for the kingdom, I get credit for it. The legacy I want to leave. I'm going to get you to heaven. Verse 39. And all the people went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. And he returned unto his own place. Then the king went on to Gilgal, and Shimham went on with him. And all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. We will stop at verse 40. And I guess got a couple of notes here that I want to read to you. And this is in my notes, and Roger and Ron, they have these notes too. I wrote down here, basically, Barzilli wants to say, let me cross over the Jordan River with you before I return home. That's goal number one for me. Let me pass over the Jordan River before I get ready to go home. Two, Barzilli passes over with King David before he returns. We too should be sure to follow these Passover steps with Christ before we return to the dust. Such application for today in the life of every Christian is in this simple story. His son Shimham continues on with King David. Here's the application for today. This should be the goal of every parent, to live a life in support of the kingdom that encourages and facilitates the security of our children and their service to the king. While we may be only able to go part of the way with them, our joy should be seeing them complete the journey and fellowshipping and serving God in this life while we return to our true home.